Our meeting back to order, 1:00. All members present, our counselor, welcome newspaper guys, Sheila and Linda. So, who would like to start this?
I mean, I can give it, I mean, you can start, I'll chime in, how's that?
Well, I visited with Linda, was it yesterday, I guess, to find out what was the scoop. And bottom line, she missed, forgot to go over to the post office when she did the bid opening, correct? And her...
Linda, would you please come up and sit here where we can hear?
Her investigation, I guess you'd say, was that the bid from the Taney County Times was at the post office in a timely manner for the bid. She just simply forgot to get over there and get it at the time she opened the bid. Got a letter from Mike from the newspaper, and he would like the bid. I guess the one question I would have, did you do any good, Linda, with Boone County or getting any advice on somebody that might have been crossing this bridge before?
I did speak with Melinda in Boone County. She said that she would like to talk to their attorney to just get backup. But her suggestion would be reject all bids and start all over again.
Okay. Bob, have you got any advice for us as our counselor at this point, or?
I'd kind of like to listen to what everybody has to say first. I've read Mr. Schuber's letter.
Right.
And, some of the details are that it's my understanding that no bid was going to be opened after 9:30. There wasn't a bid there from the Taney County Times at 9:30. It was in the post office.
Repeat that. You said your understanding was there would not be anything opened after?
According to the bid documents, that there wouldn't be any bids opened after 9:30, and at 9:30 there was only one bid in the office. Whether or not Linda went to get something at the post office that day, I don't know that that's completely relevant, as Mr. Schuber points out in his letter. Perhaps she should have gone, and then there would have been two at 9:30, but...
Let me chime in here. I mean, I see what you handed out. The Taney County Times didn't give you a $6 per column inch. There's two parts of the bid. There's a primary, which I don't know what you call it, that one, and then you've got the addendum, correct?
That's correct.
It's broke down in the...
Yes, sir.
We've got the main day-to-day operation, I don't know how else to say it, then we basically the tax sale, which is a huge part of the annual spend. I think our annual spend's around $22,000 total is what we've spent in the past. So either on the Times specifically, you didn't get a Times bid at all.
Correct.
Even on this one page, you have Taney County Times at $6, but we didn't get that till after 9:30.
That's correct. That's why I prepared two things for you guys. So, as of 9:30, it was a no response.
Okay. So my, just to kind of let you know where I'm coming, where my thinking is, we broke the bid out for two different reasons. One is to make sure we're getting a competitive price on the tax sale, which is the biggest piece, and then also for our day-to-day. With Taney County Times not doing a no bid, but we didn't get a response, which we know they're a participant. I mean, they're only one of two people in the community. I don't know how we can consider Taney County Times on part of the bid whatsoever. I mean, really, the way I see it is either we do a no bid on all of it or a no bid on part of it.
Or you do totally accept...
Or totally accept all of them in the...
That was there at 9:30.
Right. So I can tell you where I'm leaning toward, just trying to talk to Linda, reading the letter, which I understand, is award... My thinking is award Branson, the Tri-Lake News, the day-to-day operation bid, okay? And not award anybody the addendum and rebid the addendum when it's closer to the tax sale, because I think I've heard through the hallways that the tax sale is probably going to be pretty large this year. And so by doing it that way, we may have a better idea of how big a space we'll need. And, you know, the more sales, the bigger the ad, the more competitive it would be. So I'm leaning toward the day-to-day of the Tri-Lakes News and then doing a no bid, or basically rejecting all bids for the tax sale. That's where I'm leaning.
Okay. Bob, I'd like to hear legally, can we give Mike a minute here, but you'd rather hear him first, I think you said, but I'd rather hear from you when you've read his letter. Can we do it? I mean, what I heard you say is the document said we won't open anything after 9:30. Does that say we cannot accept the bid that came in that was there at the post office?
You asking me for legal advice in open session? I can do that if you want me to. I think you're exposing yourself to liability in the bidding process if you award a bid to someone or to an entity that where the bid was not there prior to 9:30 in the office of the purchasing a director for Taney County and wasn't opened at 9:30. I don't think anywhere in the bidding process it said she was going to go by the post office the morning of the bid and make sure that any last minute bids were picked up at the post office. It wasn't there the day before. It was there that morning. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate that she didn't go by the post office that morning. But when she sat down to do the bids, there were representatives or a representative of Branson Tri-Lakes News there, no representative for the other paper, and no way for her to know without having gone to the post office that morning that there was another bid. And in fact, normally you would get, as Mr. Straff has said, a no bid from a company. If a company's not going to bid, usually they'll send a no bid. And in this case, it's quite unusual because, you know, just the year before, both had bid, and Taney County Times had gotten, I think, the lion's share of the bid, so it would be highly unusual that they wouldn't bid. But there was nothing there in her office at the time of the bid. The bid document said that she was not going to open anything after 9:30. And at 9:30, the only document that she had opened were the bid documents from the Branson Tri-Lake News. I believe that's their name.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And therefore, I mean, what you've got is a situation where you're exposing yourself to liability if you then go and say, well, I think it was here. The post office says it was here, and therefore we're going to go ahead and consider this bid when it hadn't been opened at 9:30. However, we all know what the bid was, and obviously it's a savings to the county, but I don't think you can consider it. I mean, I think what you can do, without even considering what it was, the fact that you got one bid, you can go ahead and reject all bids. You can accept a portion of the bid that you received and go back out, because you said specifically in your documents that you reserve the right to accept or reject all bids. You can go out and get new bids. Or you can accept a portion of it and go out for new bids on the other, or you can reject all bids. But I don't think you can accept the bids of the paper that didn't have it there at 9:30.
Okay.
Ben? Okay. As I understand, and it's been a discussion in the past, that there is a matter of spacing per inch of the bids. And there is also a print size that is considered. I, myself, tend to agree that the Branson Tri-Lakes News deserves a portion of the bid. I think that they deserve a award of the bid that, let me put it like this, the addendum of being split into two parts gives us the option of one part going out for rebid, the other part I'm willing to accept because they had their bid in on time, and I think that they should be awarded the one portion of the bid. Now, I know there's been much discussion about newspaper bids in the past.
I think what was being looked for was, it originally started off as one bid, and my understanding is a collector came to purchasing or wherever and said, well, maybe we can do this in two parts and thereby save the county some money, and we do a lot with the tag sale. So what we were looking for was not only a bid for our advertising, but we were also looking for another bid, an addendum, that we thought would be lower than the other bid, because it was all at one time and it was just, you know, it was the tax sale. And what we got from Branson Tri-Lakes was one bid, my understanding again, $6.50 for both. Now, $6.50 is a good bid because, I mean, it is 50 cents a column inch, and I'm going from my understanding, 50 cents less than what we paid last year. 50 cents less than the low bid last year. So it was a good bid as far as, you know, a value for the county, and it was the only bid in. But I think that we were looking for a lower bid for the tax sale, which is three-quarters of the advertising, I think, that the county did last year, and it may be more because it's, my understanding, a huge tax sale this year. So, you know, if we were looking for a lower bid and we got the same bid as we got on the regular, I mean, it would make sense to maybe go back out for that. And I'm just trying to give you some reasoning, perhaps, that you could use. But anyway.
Linda, comment?
One more thought that Melinda Bobbitt did bring to my attention. On federal grants, they require that you use two newspapers to go out. So if we only have the one and we don't award two like we have in the past with a primary and a secondary, will we have then the opportunity to do that at a later time if we reject the second bid? Or would we have to reject all bids to be able to have a secondary as well, secondary newspaper?
Well, the way I see it, and there's maybe a fundamental discussion, is I don't, the Taney County Times bid, I don't believe is a valid bid. It didn't make it to your desk by bid opening time.
Yes, that's correct.
So I understand that, but, you know, if that's the case, then we should, either reject all bids and start over again and do it differently, or whatever. But I don't view as the Times as a valid bid because
that's
it didn't
correct.
Make your desk at 9:30.
Yes, sir.
That's my opinion.
I give Mike a chance after this.
Sure.
I have a hard time thinking of it like that, and Mike won't like to hear this, but if the shoe was on the other foot, I mean, the bid was there. I mean, it was available to us. It was our mistake that we didn't go get it. I mean, it's not that the vendor did not supply the bid in a timely manner. We just simply forgot to go over to the post office and get it. So I don't see why it's not valid. I mean, I understand it's supposed to be here because the document says it'll be here, but if the vendor didn't have it here on time, didn't mail it soon enough, didn't bring it in, was 30 minutes late, I've seen that happen before, and it's not valid, and I can understand that. But when the mistake was with the county, I don't see how we can say it's not valid. Mike, your turn.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Pennell. I appreciate the commissioners taking time to address this matter. It's always a pleasure to see you, and Jim, meeting you here for the first time today. Not to regurgitate my letter. I wrote an impassioned letter. I hope I was clear. I know it was long, but obviously I feel very strongly about this. And the point being, I'll make just a couple points again. It is very, very clear from the bid. It's in black and white that no bids received after this time will not be opened. And that was 9:30, April 26. Frankly, gentlemen, that shuts the door as far as I have in the integrity, my belief in the integrity of the sealed bid process. I don't think it's Ms. Gifford's fault. I mean, theoretically, yeah, maybe she should have gone to the post office, but it's not her fault because it says very clearly in the bid procedures, number three, that it will be the duty of each officer, that's me, or the other officer with the other newspaper, to see that his or her proposal is, and this is underlined, delivered by the time designated in this invitation. Now, gentlemen, I challenge you with the fact that when your office is right across the street here in Forsyth, Missouri, there's no excuse to put it in a mailbox and hope that an overworked and hardworking postal service makes sure it gets to Ms. Gifford's mailbox. You know, this newspaper, the newspaper I represent, hand-delivered it to Ms. Gifford. We were at the bid opening to see the procedures go forth. Ms. Gifford and I called her and introduced myself over the phone because I've only been here 9 months. I wanted to be sure I understood how the process worked in Missouri, and every state does some things differently. And she made it very clear that at 9:30 on that day did change at one point, but at 9:30, the bids would be open. Gentlemen, at 9:30, there was one bid. Okay? I mean, I don't see why there should be an exception. Chuck, you used the phrase, if the shoe was on the other foot. Yes, sir, I'll talk about the other foot. You're exactly right. If the shoe was on the other foot and Mike Schuver, the publisher of the Branson Tri-Lakes News, mailed his bid in and then wondered why it didn't get here in time, I'd have one person to blame, not Ms. Gifford. I'd blame myself. That's why we hand-delivered it. We also had an option of sending it certified, so we'd have the green postcard to verify that she'd received it. All of these other options, I don't see why my newspaper, the Branson Tri-Lakes News, is being considered to be penalized for following the procedures to the T. And I have to put my head down on my pillow tonight and think that we got treated fairly if this isn't done accordingly. I think this is a fortunate thing for Taney County that it happened on a relatively minor bid process. If this was a multi-million-dollar road project and a business had invested thousands of dollars, hundreds of man hours on preparing a bid, only to have it thrown out because maybe another contractor who sometimes bid on roads mailed theirs and it didn't get in, I mean, yes, you're talking about liability, no question in a case like that. I'll make the point, I'm against the idea of rejecting all bids. I think you had one valid bid. It was a reasonable bid. I think there's all kinds of questions about how to define the lowest and best bid in a situation like that. If you gentlemen perceive that this is the occasion to discuss that, I'm prepared to. I think that ultimately it's the other bidder's fault. It makes it abundantly clear in the bid process that that's what has to happen. And the rest, as I've already stated, I feel very strongly in the sanctity of the sealed bid process. I don't recommend you start deviating away from that in any form. I'm a taxpayer. We write a very big check to Ms. Wyatt every December. Happy to do it. But I want to make sure I go to bed tonight thinking I and my company have been treated fairly. And that's just why I'm here today.
I'd ask a question. If the other bid had not been opened as it was, and you didn't know what those results were?
I mean, I can tell you what I would do. I'd scratch my head because if we didn't get a no bid, we only have, you know, it's almost like a sole source. We have two suppliers in the community. We know who the two suppliers are. And if I didn't get a bid from the other one, I would have said, and knowing how large, I mean, we broke the bid in parts because we know the significance of one big buy, which is in July time frame. So if I didn't see the other bid and no response, we got no bid, we got nothing, I would say we need to probably consider either rebidding the entire thing. But that's what I would have done. I mean, I would expect two bids. We have two newspapers in the community. I would expect two bids, or at least some sort of communication saying a no bid.
But, sir, why would you, you know, you kind of open the door? You know, there are there eight road potential road contractors who could do work for Taney County. Well, we only get six bids. What happened to the other two? Are we going to start calling them when their bid doesn't, you know? When it happened and it was reported back to me that we were the only bid at 9:30, I assumed, like any person would, that the other newspaper chose not to make a bid. It's a free country. Mm-hmm. Or they chose, you know, whatever, you know. I'm not going to speculate what might have happened. That's just how I feel about that.
Okay. Others that want to voice comments? Sheila?
History.
Come up to our mic, please.
On the bid from the beginning, we had asked that the tax sale be bid separate from the very beginning. But this is just history. Always, Taney County Times has mailed their bids, and the Branson Daily has always walked theirs over. It's always been mailed and always been walked over.
I have a question, Linda, on what you sent. I don't know if Sheila need. We got documents here. Bid tabulation addendum, county tax sale.
Yes, sir.
And it shows $650 and then $5.
Yes, sir.
Then over here on the left, the other one seems to say the same thing, but no response.
Right. I wasn't that. Quite sure how to prepare those.
Oh, the no response is before it was open. I got
That's
you.
That's correct.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
Should have figured that out a long time ago. Gotcha. So somebody said something, I thought, that the Times had not bid on the addendum, but they did bid on the addendum.
They did, yes, sir.
I started earlier, but then I realized the two pieces of paper, what they are. One with bid being accepted at 9:30, one without being bid. I didn't see the second page.
They bid on,
if we accept the bid after 9:30, they bid on both.
That's correct.
And if the discussion is we didn't have the bid before 9:30, then we only have one. So,
well, can we clear this, clear the air on one of this? And I may not get a second on it, but I'm going to make a motion that we award Branson Tri-Lakes News the first portion of the bid, which was the everything but the tax sale, and then have discussion on the other part. It's clear to me that they deserve the bid because the other bid didn't come in. The fact that we have the option of rejection of bidding is something that we'll have to discuss and vote on, but I'm going to make a motion that we do award. It's in two parts that we award the bid to Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Do you call it phase one? What do you call that?
It would actually be part
standard
one.
Standard is what she said, part one. On her sheet, she said bid amount standard.
Right. Well, it's part one of where I redid the addendum. I separated them off instead of them being just
right.
Number one. It's number one and number two. So number one would be various type prints should, or let's see. All office publications, including but not limited to election notices, employment ads, bid notices, and public hearings. And then number two would be the county tax sale.
Wait, go over that one more time so that it's clear.
Okay. It would be all office publications, including but not limited to election notices, employment ads, bid notices, and public hearings.
Okay, now here is something that I want to make perfectly clear with all due respect. I think that in our bid process, and it's a strictly a business situation for you, that awarding this part of the award process means that every citizen in the Taney County has the opportunity to have a Tri-Lakes News article paper so that they can go through this process. Now, that doesn't mean that the people that you have to put a deal in pro tem or wherever, but it does mean that it has to be further reaching than it is now.
Are you talking about the general circulation of the papers?
General circulation.
One is mostly in the western part of the county.
That is where I'm, that's where I'm concerned about the proposal that I just made is that the circulation in the county seems to be in two parts of the county. It seems to be that the Tri-Lakes News is in the western part of the county and the other is in the eastern part of the county. And so I would like to see that happen, but I don't know how that affects what we're doing here.
Your motion is to award the first part, part one.
Part one.
I'll second part one. Now, just for more discussion, I think the bigger debate, though, is, you know, is the other bid a valid bid because it wasn't at Linda's desk at 9:30? Bob?
All I've said is that you're opening yourself up to liability given that it was not there at 9:30. She doesn't have an obligation to go by the post office. If the opening was at 8:30, okay, maybe they didn't have it in the boxes yet. Okay, she doesn't have an obligation to go by there that morning to check the mail when they're having the opening that morning. So I don't know that she even made a mistake by not going by. Would it have been nice if she did because it was there? Yes. I think Mr. Shubley's made the point that he had his hand delivered. They made sure that it had been delivered. You would think that you would want to do that. It wasn't there the day before when she checked the mail. Is that correct?
I was not able to check the mail. I had to pick up laptops on Friday.
So we don't even know if it was there the day before.
When is April 26th?
Monday. April 26th.
Monday. Okay. Well, Linda, I thought you said that the post office found it was actually there the day before.
Yeah, I did have the envelope traced down through the post office. Yeah.
So it was in the post office the day before.
The 25th, then you're saying, which is a Sunday.
April 21st.
It was in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 21st.
22nd. The bid opening was on the 26th.
Bid opening is the 26th.
When I had this envelope traced down, it was canceled in Springfield on 4/21. And then processed for delivery on 4/22/2010 at 4:30 a.m. into the Forsyth Post Office.
So safely to say, it was in our box by the 23rd because it's the 4:30 a.m. You said.
Correct.
Okay.
So even the 23rd, that would have been Friday. Is that correct?
I'll just repeat one comment, if I may.
Sure.
At 9:30 on April 26th, Monday morning, there was one bid in Ms. Gifford's hands, and that's it. I guess I'm being asked to think that, well, okay, because some postal worker says it was here, you know, that stretches the bounds of credibility as far as I'm concerned. They can, you know, the bid was opened when it shouldn't have been. Ms. Gifford called the other newspaper at 9:30 to see why they hadn't bid. That's also not in the procedures. In many ways, it's been a comedy of errors from the very beginning, except for one party, and that's the Branson Tri-Lakes News, who did everything correctly. We bid both parcels because that's the way it was submitted. That's the way it should be done, you know, to get the best overall price for taxpayers of Taney County. There's lots of different, you know, when you bid a road contract and you want to specify grade 4 asphalt or something, then there's no discussion. A potential vendor either bids grade 4 asphalt or they don't. In the case of a newspaper, you've got different point sizes, you've got different column widths, you've got different numbers of columns. you gentlemen are actually in a position to where you're looking at numbers that you think look lower, and I can make the point, as I said earlier, that they're not necessarily lower. But frankly, I think it's all a moot point, because at 9:30 on April 26th, there was one bid.
Okay. All right, Rick, got a comment?
I'll share with you my experience with the bidding process, and this comes before I became an auditor.
You can push that forward. I didn't know there was any.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Sheila likes me under that, I think. Not true? Okay. I used to put bids in a lot of times when I was in a construction company, and it was really frustrating sometimes, because there was at least two or three times I was the low bid, and in my own mind, the best bid, and yet I still didn't get that. You know, they have every right to say, well, I don't like the experience of this one, I don't like the area he's coming from, whatever. But to be fair, and from this man's standpoint, I would think that the best thing, you know, if I were to say, hey, if you want to be fair with him, you either accept his bid or you reject all bids and go out again. I think you're being more than fair when you offer him part of it, because you do have a responsibility to spend the money wisely, and you also have a responsibility to determine what the best bid is. And he's saying that he may have the best bid, so if he could convince you of that, then you might want to even not go out for bids. But that you have a lot of options. You really do. I agree with Bob, though. I think that to say that that bid is a good bid is probably not a wise thing to do, even though it was at the post office, and I feel sorry for them. I think you either need to reject all bids and go out again, or you need to accept part.
Other comments? Okay, we have a motion on the floor to accept the Part 1 standard not tax sale bid. And a second. Mm-hmm. Is there more discussion?
May I say something?
Sure.
Please. Thank you. You know, this isn't a trick question, but you asked for, the bids were asked for on a column inch basis, and that's the way we gave them. There are six columns in a page in the Branson Tri-Lakes News, my newspaper. Do you gentlemen know how many there are in the Times, the other newspaper? Okay. Not a trick question. The answer is seven. Okay. Sounds minor, but I assure you it is not minor. Okay. How many are we use a 20-inch high page at the Branson Tri-Lakes News? The Times uses 21 pages. Again, sounds minor. I assure you it's not. How newspapers have traditionally priced advertising, how this bid is priced, you take a column inch rate, in other words, however many columns times however many inches. Our newspaper is six columns by 20 inches. Therefore, we have 120 inches to the page. Okay. The other newspaper, which is well within their rights, they can lay out their paper any way they want, just as I can. They have seven columns when it comes to the legal section, which is their, again, they use 21 inches of height. So 21 times 7, gentlemen, is 147. So they will take that rate times 147 in the case of a full page worth of space for Taney County. The Branson Tri-Lakes News will take that rate that we bid times 120, a huge difference. But looking at it on a sheet of paper, you wouldn't necessarily see that until you started seeing the bills coming in, as the bills have been coming in.
I do have a question of you.
Yes.
I heard that, so okay. I went ahead and I measured with a ruler.
Okay.
And it seemed to me that the Taney County Times actually had more lines per inch than the Branson paper, but your type is smaller.
Our type is smaller.
So are the spaces bigger? Why are they able to get more lines in per inch than you are?
Well, I have a sample here. Just took a standard legal advertisement that was typeset in the Taney County Times. And again, they can use whatever type style they want. Okay, not a problem. And this particular, this one, just pulled out one, and it was 6 1/4 inches deep. We typeset the same thing in our standard type font, and Ms. Gifford and I discussed this briefly last week, whenever that was. And our ad came to 5 5 1/4 inches. So, Bob, the question is...
How wide it is, not
it's the same. It's the same width. Here's the only way I can... let me show you visually. You think a newspaper is a newspaper, and in many ways they are. This is the Times. Fine newspaper, no problem. This is the News Press. I'll line it up on its left edge. See, it's that much wider, okay? Mm-hmm. So they can squeeze in a seventh column on a page, which is what they want to do, and that's fine.
So you fit more because your columns are wider than they do. No, they may have more lines per inch, but you have wider lines, so you fit more text in per inch?
No, we fit more text in per inch, Bob, merely because we follow the state of Missouri statutes on how big we should typeset type for the, of taxpayer-funded public notices. And that's 9-point type on 10-point leading, which is the space. If you typeset it bigger, that's fine, but you're taking up more space in my 6 1/4 inch versus 5 1/4 inch scenario. Okay, the same top copy, the same type, takes up, in that example, about 15% less space. I know, folks, it's confused. I don't blame you. There are people who leave our business because they never figure this out. But a newspaper is not necessarily a newspaper. Our column widths between the two newspapers are virtually identical. Okay, the difference is we print ours on a 24-inch paper. They print theirs on about a 29. I've never actually measured it, but it's wider, as you can physically see when you look at it. And it's wider by almost an entire column.
But, excuse me, but yeah, this discussion is fine if we want to carry on with it.
All right.
But I don't know that any of this information is valid in what we're talking about, and that's the newspaper bid.
Right.
Because we bid this per column inch.
That's right.
We've looked at these newspapers for years. And all this kind of thing hadn't changed. I mean, it's not something new, so I think we're kind of chasing a rabbit here. If I disagree with me, if you like.
It could be valid. I mean, if, for instance, the other newspaper were to say, wait a minute, we had a valid bid, at least if you're awarding part of the bid, that part that's 6 versus 650, if there is a reason why theirs would be the lowest and best bid, even if the $6 were in, then you'd be insulating yourself from any liability to the other paper. So it could be relevant.
And it has been discussed in the past. This is not the first time that this column inch has been discussed.
Right.
In previous years, maybe not last year or whenever, but it has been discussed.
I do feel very strongly, and I've made this point in my letter, that it's irrelevant for this discussion because there was one bid at 9:30 on April 26th. But when somebody starts saying that this rate is lower because 5 is less than 6,
yeah,
I think there needs to be a little clarification.
And that's not what I want to make clear. That's not what I'm doing at all. We would have not split the bid if we hadn't had a purpose for doing so.
Right.
And the tax sale being the purpose because of the number of items that's in the tax sale. So that's been discussed before, and that's one of the reasons that gives us an option of going out for bid for the other versus not having an option. If we had not split it, there would be no option. To the citizens of the county, we have the option of, it doesn't have to be doesn't have to be lowest and best and so on and so forth. But that's the reason, sir, I've made the motion that I made. If that was...
I'm sorry, you done?
Go ahead. Yeah.
If this motion passed, it looks to me like we are doing it half right. Because either your argument, Mike, is right,
right,
and why are we splitting it in half?
Right.
Well, have we done an analytical comparison, not that it's relevant to his argument, but have we done an analytical comparison between $5 an inch in one paper and $6.50 an inch in the other? I don't think we've, if you're making that comparison, I don't think you guys have heard enough to make a decision based upon what you've heard. I mean, analytically, numerically, I don't think you've...
Now, does that just apply what you're saying to the tax sale part of it or both parts of it?
You can apply to both.
To both.
If it applies to both, then my argument still is, why are we talking about approving half of the bid?
And I answered the way I answered, and I'll answer that way again, is that at least you have some evidence of why 650 is as good as 6. But is there enough for you to make a quantitative analysis based on what you've heard, whether 6 is equal to 650 or 5 is equal to 650? I don't think you've heard enough to actually make that quantitative decision, but at least you have some evidence of that.
Okay.
Chuck, what would be your proposal? Just out of curiosity.
Well, what I said to start with, and Mike doesn't want to hear it, but I believe the county made an error. We goofed. We forgot to go to the post office. We're in the bid process. We expect bids by mail, and I think we have a responsibility to check at the post office. Okay. And if the time, if it was the other way around, I'd be saying the same thing. If the Times had brought it in and the Tri-Lakes is sitting over there in the post office and we didn't go get it, I'd feel the same way.
I wouldn't. I'd be beating myself up because I mailed it. That was stupid.
Well, I understand.
I can read a bid request form. Okay.
I understand what you're saying, Mike, but on the other hand, you all are in the county. What if it's a bid on equipment and they're, we depend on the mail.
Well, I understand. If it's important to the potential vendor, they would have made sure you had it. It's a situation, where are you going to draw the line? You're going to start calling every potential bidder that maybe doesn't have something in your hands at the bid opening time?
No, I wouldn't. I would not do that. No, I wouldn't do that. I agree with you on that part of it. But I believe that we have a responsibility to check the post office. But no, I would not, if it's not in the post office, no. And I've seen it happen where it wasn't here on time, and we didn't take it.
So would you reject the bids then, Chuck, or would you award them to Taney County Times?
I'd probably award them to the Times. Because if we'd have picked up the mail, we would have the bids. This wouldn't be an issue.
That decision would make a mockery of the sealed bid system, Mr. Pennell. An absolute mockery.
Okay. Jim asked me the question. I tried to answer him the way I saw it.
Yes, sir.
I've got a motion on the table.
Any more discussion? Well, ready to vote?
Could we ask for a 2-minute recess? I want to ask Bob something that just, you made a comment, legal advice in public session versus private session. We're not posted for executive.
To ask me a question.
If I could just, if nothing else, you...
2-minute recess.
Yeah, just do a 2-minute recess real fast to make sure I'm not...
Recess for 2 minutes.
I'm going to go one direction. You guys can go the other, and that way you don't have no...